As settlers moved from east to west across this continent, they were looking for the best route to reach the Pacific coast. Each option had its opportunities and challenges, but this route showed promise. It mostly avoided hostile tribes and treacherous mountains. I'll take you there on this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
As settlers moved from east to west, they were looking for the best route to reach the Pacific coast. Boating around South America or a portage across Panama were long, hard trips. Overland across the central part of the country meant crossing tall mountain ranges and perhaps encountering hostile tribes.
So a third route, the Southern Overland Trail, developed from San Antonio to El Paso to Sacramento. The longest of all the routes, but the safest. This is where you cross the Rockies, out here in the Big Bend. You didn't even have to cross the Sierra Nevadas.
Matt Walter shares the story of that southern route to California from the Museum of the Big Bend in Alpine, Texas.
Native Americans that were kind of in your way were the Apaches. And the Apaches never had the numbers like the Sioux, the Crow, the Cheyenne. As far as we can tell, the largest group of Apache warriors ever assembled was less than 100. So the wagon trains ended up being escorted out of San Antonio by Army soldiers, and then the Army built a series of forts along that overland trail.
One of the best preserved of those early forts is nearby Fort Davis, today a National Historic Site.
Fort Davis was the first Anglo settlement in all of West Texas. The Civil War would be fought, the fort would be abandoned. 2 years after the Civil War, the Army is going to come back out and reman the fort.
The men who occupied that fort were a part of some important and historic units in the military.
Most of that period of the fort, the soldiers will be black soldiers. During the Civil War, about 300,000 blacks fought for the Union Army, and then the Army massively downsized, but they kept four black units, the 9th and 10th Cav and the 24th and 25th Infantry. Members of all those will be stationed out here in Fort Davis.
Today you can visit Fort Davis, as well as other forts heading west from San Antonio that have been restored to the days just after the Civil War. Driving the Countryside in Alpine, Texas, I'm Andrew McCrae.